103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Running a little behind today, but no surprise because it's a very big day on this show and I'm excited. I was late today and I cannot wait to tell you why for the question of the day. We're going to talk about the last time you were late and if you told the truth or not.
Ooh.
About why you were late. Because I definitely told the truth, and I don't know if I should have.
I mean,
it's very, very crazy, but I'll tell you in a second. So, it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's leading up into the three-day weekend.
Happy Labor Day. We made it. It's a four-day for some people.
We made it.
Yeah.
We made it. It's such an exciting show today for multiple reasons. One, we have the doctors from Alum coming in after Am I the Jerk this morning
to
give us all the secrets and all the answers to all the questions we know. Because we all watch Botched. We all watched me get my plastic surgeries. You know you got questions. We all do.
Everybody wonders.
We have questions for the doctors. And the doctors at Alum will keep it real and tell you what you should or shouldn't do and the stuff that's fake on the internet. That's my favorite part of the segment.
Yeah.
tell me what's fake.
What do you see?
Yeah, what's real? So they'll be in. Dumpster Fire Dating's going to last about 2 minutes, but you're going to laugh so hard when we get to it this morning on what happened yesterday to me involving a man. It's funny and quick. So we will be quick in and out of that.
Snaps fingers.
And at noon today, we kick off our back to old school weekend, our old school jams weekend. There's so much going on today.
I don't know why my body went into that, but I just feel it. I just feel it.
All right, are you ready for the question of the day?
I think so.
Let's get into it.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I don't know if it was worth it, but I'm going to tell you why I was late to work today. Full disclosure, I texted DZ and I told him, I always tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're my partner and my butt on the air. But I got to tell you, I don't know if I would have told my boss the truth. Like, if I was texting them.
Were you about to?
I don't care now. It's too late because I'm here and I'm ready. But I don't know if it was my boss I was texting, if I would have said the truth. Because the truth is, I was late today because I was curling my hair. And that's exactly what I told DZ. I go, I'm curling my hair today. I'm going to be late. I forgot how much time this takes. It's high maintenance.
Yeah.
It's a good 20-minute thing. And I just said, you know, thought I'd start curling my hair at 5:45 like a lunatic.
How did that make
that
sense?
That didn't make any sense. So,
but you thought you had 5 minutes to curl your hair real quick.
I'll be in and out. I'll be at work by 6.
Six minutes tops. I'll still be out the house before 6 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Cap.
Yeah, right. So the reason I was late is because I was curling my hair. I wanted to look nice. We have guests coming in today. The doctors from Alum. They've taken such good care of me. I want to show them that I do take care of myself.
See, listen, look, guys, it didn't go to waste. Look at me.
I do take care of myself, docs.
Chill out.
No, but seriously. So I was honest and said that I was curling my hair, but I have lied about being late. I sometimes have a bad judge of time.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last reason you gave for being late, and was it the truth, DZ? Honestly. And you guys can call or text 414-533-1037.
It was the West Dallas, West Milwaukee.
Yes.
The back to school bash. I said, why was I late? Them kids. Was it a lie? It was not.
It was not a lie.
At all.
Kids make you late to everything.
Exactly.
Everything.
You know how hard it is to get out the house with two babies. They're rambunctious. And one of them didn't want to go down for a nap. So they were fighting even more. You want a diaper change? Dang you, Danny.
DZ. If you get out of the house on time with kids, I mean, you must be some kind of special creature from above. I don't know who these people are.
Or you started getting ready 3 hours ahead of time.
I don't know who these people are because it's ridiculous. All right, 414-533-1037. What is the last time you were late and what was the reason? All right, let's go to line four today. Hi, KISS FM. Who's this?
John from Mequon.
Hey. What's going on? This is Juan from Mequon.
John
from Mequon. All right, John, what was the reason you were late last time you were late? What was it?
Well, the boss laughed, but I told him I was getting it on with my old lady.
Was it true?
Yes, it was.
Hey, you know what? I respect it too, my boy. I'd be proud of that. I said, hey, boss, I was late because I was getting it on.
I've done that before. It was years ago, but boy, I remember when I used to get some in the morning. That was fun.
Had to handle some things.
Forgot what that was like, man.
Had to handle some things with the boss at home before I came to work with you, boss. My bad, man.
Fantastic. Nothing like a little morning delight.
A little hot dogs and donuts for breakfast.
It makes the day good.
It sure does. It's one of my faves. All right. Thanks for calling, John.
Bye, John.
Hope you and the wife enjoyed it today or whoever you're with.
Later, man.
Dude, the morning is the best. Okay, let's go. Screw it. Let's just keep going down the line. I know we'll take one more before we line six. How about line six this morning? Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Ashley from Cudahy.
Ashley in Cudahy. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Were you late last time because you were getting it on with your old lady?
What's going on? You don't got to answer that.
I'm kidding. It was a joke. All right.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Why were you late last, and was it the truth, the answer you gave?
So probably the last time I was late was probably to an appointment for something, and I blamed it on the traffic when in reality I completely forgot about the appointment.
Oh!
She stays down the road from her doctor. So the traffic was crazy.
And the roads were clear, and I was just like, oh.
So you told them that you... Oh, wow.
She lied. Oh, she was big lying. She said it was such a crazy traffic. I almost got pulled over. It was wild.
At least you could get there, though, and just kind of fool them. That's funny.
Oh, man, all this traffic and construction. Oh shoot.
The construction.
Well, the construction does make you late to everything.
The construction.
Did it to me again yesterday. But don't get me started, Ashley.
Listen.
I was mad yesterday.
Excuse for everything.
It is.
Construction might be a good excuse for everything, for real, because I got construction problems from this morning. That was actually a problem, and I was like, this
is
new.
Oh, my gosh.
We might have to talk about this at some point.
I had this issue yesterday in Waukesha trying to come back to New Berlin, and I couldn't. Anyway, it cut me off and sent me on some crazy road. I was like, where am I?
What is going on?
Where am I?
The construction.
Now I'm on a construction tangent. Ashley, thanks for calling.
It'll make
love
you late.
Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. What was the last time you were late and what was the reason? 414-533-1037. And did you tell the truth? Because I curled my hair and I told the truth.
You told the truth.
I don't know if I should have, but I did.
I mean, what's wrong with telling the truth? I feel like it's better than lying about it, saying you were sitting in traffic.
But it's also saying I don't have any shame and I don't care that I was late. It's like, yeah, I was curling my hair. What? Instead of being like, something actually happened.
You were curling your hair for a good reason.
That's fair. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so it's what is the reason you were late last, and was it the truth? Did you tell the truth? Because I was curling my hair, I'm not going to lie, and I told DZ I'm late because I'm curling my hair.
You funny, though. I mean, you got to keep it a buck.
I kept it real because that's just who I am as a person. But let's go to Cassandra in Milwaukee. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi.
What's the last reason you were late, and was it the truth that you gave them?
I was pregnant with twins, and we needed to eat, so we went to McDonald's.
So you were late because you went to the drive-thru.
Wait, but nobody can argue with a pregnant lady.
I swear you can.
No one's going to be like, oh, absolutely not.
She's eating for three. You heard her say twins,
That's crazy. At least props to you for keeping it real, girl. And I hope those twins are okay. My Lord.
I love how she said we needed to eat.
Yeah. How old are the twins now?
Now they're 4.
Aww, they're the same age as my baby Sammy.
And you still go to McDonald's.
I swear, hey, we needed to eat.
We still need to eat. They're just not in my belly anymore.
Ding, 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 ding. Sorry, I was late.
Cassandra, thanks for calling.
Bye. Much love. That was good.
That is funny.
Twins? Pregnant?
You can text in to 414-533-1037. I'm going to open them up here. But Megan is in Waukesha. Hey, Megan.
Good morning.
Hey, can you hear me?
Heck yeah, girl. What's going on?
I'm on speaker. Not much. I'm just hanging out in the parking lot at the moment.
At work.
At work?
That's my girl.
Is that why you're late?
No, I'm actually very early.
Oh,
yes.
Ooh, respected.
What, do you not have to be there till 7? Is that the story?
Correct.
Girl, you're those people that get there 25 minutes early. Why? I pull in 1 minute before.
No, that's rare. That's actually really rare. I'm usually running out the door because my kids are wild. Oh. And that's my story. My kids locked me out of the house and I was late for work. My kids literally locked me out of the house.
That's a real story.
Did that really happen though?
Yeah. Yes, it did. My 4-year-old was obsessed with the lock. I literally went to go throw something away, and I'm like, oh, no, I am locked out. So I literally called my husband crying, and I'm like, I need you to get here. I'm locked out. And he's like, how did that happen? I'm like, your son locked me out.
Your little punk kids.
Somebody, baby, that knows how to lock the door, but magically doesn't know how to unlock the door.
Christina from Milwaukee texted and said, I'm late to work right now because I couldn't find my phone. Mm. And then somebody texted above that and said, I was late meeting my cousins last night from West Bend to Milwaukee. It took an hour and 20 minutes because of the construction and Brewers traffic. It added 40 minutes. I was livid.
There was a game last night.
There was. Brewers alone. They're on fire right now. Right, let them live. Let them live for once.
You be living to let them live.
For once, let them live.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today it involves apologizing to your father.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no, I'm out. You know how I feel about my dad these days. I'm estranged from my father at this point.
Hold on.
After my dad kicked me out, did I write this?
No.
After my dad kicked me out on Mother's Day, which is not a joke.
I don't mean to laugh.
I'm laughing though too. You can laugh because I'm laughing because it's a true story.
Nah, you better quick recount it, man. For real.
My dad kicked me out on Mother's Day. If you missed it, I went to visit my mom. Thank you very much. And my parents have been married for 100 years. My dad, very specific individual.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where my spicy side comes from. That being said, my dad is a little can't control himself and he gets worked up and he just gets on a rampage and he starts yelling and I just won't put up with it anymore because I'm an adult and I don't have to let anyone yell at me like that. I'm not a child and I'm not going to be let somebody verbally abuse me like that. So this goes on and on. My dad and I get into it and he kicks me out because I told him I was like, gladly we're leaving.
Gladly.
And the worst part of the story is I ended up taking my kids to my ex-in-law's house because they live down the road from my parents in Florida. So we went to my ex-in-law's house and spent the night, which was great. They were fantastic. It was a great night, let me tell you. So that's the story, if you missed, why my dad and I really are not speaking. I mean, I talk to him in the background when I call my mom.
When you need to.
But it's all fake.
At the end of the day.
And that's where I'm at with my father. And I didn't know I had daddy issues until this year, but it all makes sense now. It all makes sense now.
Hold on. Chill out.
I said that at the time.
I know.
Every
time you say it, it sounds weird. Okay.
It does sound weird. Okay, now, back to the issue at hand for What Would DZ Do, now that I've recapped.
Different
why
daddy
I
issues.
I don't talk to my dad very much.
Different daddy issues.
This is about apologizing to your dad for making him look bad. Okay, what happened?
Yeah, it ain't even like that. It's more a wife.
Oh, it's baby. Not the dad. It's the wife. Oh, my bad.
Listen. No, you didn't read it wrong, but you got to listen because it's...
Okay.
It's just... Hear me
Tell
out.
Tell me everything.
Allie and DZ. Last Saturday, my husband made a comment about me and the kids not helping maintain the front yard anymore. We've got kids 5 and 8, and he's actually right. To be honest, I don't do it anymore, and here's why. Here's the thing. I don't mind helping at all, but little does he know, a few months back, I was finishing up edging the front yard only to turn around to find him redoing the entire thing. I asked him why. He said because he wanted to do it at a better angle, quote unquote. I was embarrassed. We have very active neighbors, and I'm sure they're very judgmental. I went inside, didn't say anything. I just decided not to help in the front yard anymore. So back to Saturday. He starts poking into why I don't help. I told him what happened. And he told him that he made me feel deeply embarrassed and that I didn't want to be out there anymore.
Yikes.
He started saying that was weird because I go behind him all the time and redo all kinds of things. And he never gets upset. He got into
Drama.
Examples saying that I always rearrange the dishwasher after he sets it. Except he's actually right. I do fix things behind his back all the time.
Except he's right. That's really funny. Yeah.
He went on to say, I go as far as to get the kids involved and that it deeply hurts him when daddy's doing things wrong all the time.
Oh, boy.
He wants an apology for it. I disagreed. We've been at odds and it's been a little weird since. Now I need some advice.
Oh, boy.
Do we apologize to dad for making him look bad? What's the old boy? Talk to me.
Oh, geez. All right. 414-533-1037. So the daddy is upset. He feels like he's just getting beat up on. I mean,
let me tell you what happened. Mom was hurt because Pops was re-edging the back of the yard or the front of the yard, excuse me.
Yeah.
You've got some nosy neighbors that were probably outside doing some of the same.
Yeah.
You got embarrassed because you felt like he went behind your back in front of the neighbors and started fixing things.
Yeah.
You didn't say nothing, though.
Mm.
You let some time pass.
Communication, man.
You let some time pass, right? Now you let it go till Saturday. You haven't continued to help. He's going, now I'm out here helping. Nobody's helping me. What's going on? He finally says something, right?
Yeah.
Because you go, you know what? You're right. I stopped helping because you embarrassed me. He went, we fix each other. We fix things behind each other's back all the time. What are you talking about? This shouldn't be an issue. But he went as far as to say, you get the kids involved. You be saying I don't do things right. I want you to apologize to me for it.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see what everybody thinks. We'll go to line two this morning. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, it's Saucy Sandra. Hey, girl.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
All right, are you hearing this?
That
sounds
I
like
am
we have
hearing
some
this.
Communication issues going on here, clearly.
I was triggered.
Why?
There was not communication issues. She communicated her needs, and she communicated what her problem was. And then he deflected it and says, yeah, but you do this to me. Okay, no, it's not a tit for tat thing. No.
But that's what's happening.
That's exactly what's happening.
That is exactly what's happening. So you know what I'm going to say? Divorce.
Oh, you know what?
Bye, Saucy.
Every time she calls in now, she says divorce when she doesn't like something.
She's on one today. She's on one today.
Unbelievable. Forget Saucy. That was bad advice.
I hung up.
But the good news is every line is lit up. So we're going to talk to you guys next. Hold on.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so the husband and the wife are at odds because what? He's upset that they're not communicating.
They're not. Pops wants an apology because he's saying you get the kids involved and say I do everything wrong and that's why you got to fix it.
He feels like he's getting beat up on.
Yet he's.
This is classic marriage stuff.
He's also fixing stuff though. She don't help in the front yard no more because he's always re-edging the lawn after she does it.
Such tit for tat, isn't it?
Thank you.
Tit for tat.
Yes.
Let's start with Ariana in West Dallas because she's married. Newly married. Well, I don't know if it's newly, but you know.
I mean, new enough.
New
right?
enough.
Yeah.
Hi, Ariana.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You got your own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Okay, what do you think? What do you think they should do?
Oh, God. See, that was because I am newly married from the beginning of the year. So, So definitely, I mean, it's the communication. But, I mean, now she has her own little family, you know?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's her husband, her kids and stuff like that. She needs to focus on that. And that's what I'm doing myself, you know, because I was very attached to both my parents. So I get it with you, Allie. You know, you have your difference with your dad and stuff like that. So I have, you know, there's differences between on the other side. So now I'm trying to separate that, you know, because I was very attached with them many years and stuff like that. So she needs to, like, cut those boundaries, you know? Just break up those boundaries, not, like, separate 100%, but have those boundaries, you know?
Yeah.
Especially because, like, I don't think he's doing anything wrong. He's helping out, personally.
He is.
Yeah, so you think she should apologize then? Be like, my bad, you know? Because take the kids out of it. You do take the kids out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
They're doing this to each other. They're going through and technically helping each other because you say, you be fixing the dishwasher on me. I don't say nothing to you.
Yeah, that's true.
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 What's the problem?
I think they should apologize to each other, not to one way or another, you know?
I do understand, though, having to redo everything.
Right? Yeah, if you're particular though, if you want things done a certain way, redo it.
That's
then.
Why
redo
a lot
the way
of
you
wives
would.
Don't ask their husbands help with certain things. They'll say this. They'll be like, "I didn't ask them to clean because I got to go over it again." I do the same with my children. I'm the problem. We're the problem. It starts at home because think about this. I'm doing this with my sons right now. They're not going to be trained correctly. I have to change. You know what? I just had some self awareness right there.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them one day married to whoever they're married to if they get married, and them going, "You suck at cleaning the bathroom." Well, then it's my fault because I raised them.
You got to let them do things their way and figure it out at their pace, right? You can help them, obviously. Totally. Explain, right? But now you're, like you said on the front end, tit for tat, and somebody you got kids with, bro, and you're getting the kids involved.
Yeah.
Keep them out of it. Daddy ain't doing nothing wrong. Daddy just does things differently. Maybe she does need to apologize.
And he'll learn. I mean, and he'll learn, you know what I'm saying? Then go out there and help him out and let him know how you want things done, you know?
He'll learn, or they're going to end up in Saucy's lane. Yeah.
Divorce!
I don't know about divorce.
I don't know about all that. Saucy and I jump to conclusions. It's what we're good at. Let us live, Ariana.
Ariana, we love you, though.
That's why I'm Ariana the savior, Allie, so I got you.
You are my savior, always and forever. Love you. Bye.
Love you, guys.
Love, man. We'll see you soon. Ciao.
All right. Let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee and see what he thinks today. He called and got his own theme song.
Everybody theme song, Joe. A
lot of theme songs this morning. And people go, "It's so hard to get in." I go,
Whippa.
So that's why it's hard to get a theme song.
Good morning.
Hi, Adrian.
He is salty today.
Why?
Never mind. We ain't going to talk about it.
What?
We just ain't going to talk
What's
about it.
What's he mad about?
Listen.
Did something happen I don't know about?
Some trades were made.
Is he talking about the Packers?
Did we hurt your feelings when we took somebody
and added him to the Packers?
The song makes it that much more ironic, doesn't it?
Oh, Adrian, I'm not so sorry.
We love you, Adrian.
Hey, it's all good because we did take their coach that got him a ring.
my dog.
All right, now you're getting too sportsy for me. Okay, where were we? Back to the issue at hand.
We lost Allie.
You lost me when you got too sportsy.
Talk to me. For real, though. What do you say? What do you think?
Daddy needs to go apologize to mommy because at the end of the day, happy wife, happy life.
People don't like that line. Some people say you got to be happy too, Adrian. Not all husbands appreciate that line.
Happy spouse, happy house. Hey,
there you go.
Aaron used that one on me one day, and I was like, whoa, chill.
They are both wrong.
I respect what he's saying.
If she's fixing what he does behind him, and he's doing the same,
they're both
wrong. Who's right, who's wrong?
Yeah. Neither of them respect. Neither one's good at anything, apparently, is what we're finding out.
Right, because at the end of the day, if the kids were involved in it too, right, what are you showing the kids? What are you showing the
disconnect.
Kids?
Disconnect. Exactly. That you're not really working together? Because for all we know in the kids, I hear where Adrian's coming from.
Yeah.
All we know in the kids' eyes, they're going, "Oh, look at mom and dad working together." Like one passes and then the other one does it again.
Right.
And then they fix what things need to be moved. And they're working in such a team. But no, y'all are thinking in y'all minds, your adult combative minds going, "We're fighting. She's fixing my stuff. I'm fixing his stuff. He's fixing my, dang.
You have to divide and conquer in a household and do the things you like if you're going to have a partner.
But that's why I said, happy wife, happy life. Go on and apologize, man.
Regardless, somebody
got to be a bigger person.
Honestly, true. I want to punch them in the throat because I do it all myself. So I don't have anyone to yell at about this. And it makes me crazy when I'm going, "Oh, you're mad your wife and your husband didn't do the yard work." Guess who did it today alone?
Yeah.
Which means you can do it alone too, and you're going to be just fine.
But the boys are getting older, and the boys are at helping
Owen's
range.
Owen has been mowing the lawn. It's changed. It's phenomenal.
So teaching them.
And this is why I do everything.
Has
Cheryl done stuff? Absolutely.
Okay.
But,
was there more to that, Adrian, or what? Your wife has done stuff, but that's
but
it.
You handle all the yard work?
What do you expect her to handle? You must have something that you expect her to handle if you're saying that's my job. Is there something that you say is all her?
They don't understand.
She takes care of what I take care of.
That's what I'm talking about. See, you have to have that understanding.
I feel like this is a family that's in the lane that doesn't have clear-cut roles as to who does what, and everybody does everything. You know what I'm saying? So now they're going, we go behind each other and we help each other, we fix each other, but y'all don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. You're embarrassed by it, and y'all haven't had that real talk, bro.
But you know, at the end of the day, just remember they chose each other.
True
that.
And they got babies.
And they're stuck.
And DZ.
What, Adrian?
Go on IG and read my message, bro.
Oh, Lord. Okay,
oh, I got
goodbye,
you. I got you,
Adrian.
Bro. Appreciate you, dog. Love, bro. Peace.
Bye. All right. Last but not least, Ebony is in Milwaukee.
Oh, Lord.
Look out, everybody. Every day I'm
hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Good morning, y'all.
Hi. Happy Friday. Happy long weekend. Woo! Happy Dumpster Fire Dating Friday. Happy the doctors are coming in from a lube. Happy everything's exciting today.
All right, where were we?
Ebony, now what?
So real quick, I'm not going to drag it out, but basically, as much as I want to be like, oh, no, he'll be okay, honestly, this is the reason why we have men's mental health at a poor rate.
Okay.
Men do not get heard enough.
Go, Ebony!
Men do not
go,
get
Ebony.
Heard enough.
Yep.
And sometimes when you're in a marriage, when it starts getting rocky is because the man feels like he's getting attacked not only from his wife but his children, and that's not okay. Mm. That's disrespectful, and she should be ashamed of herself adding her kids into her drama with her husband.
Ooh,
because they're going to be looking at the daddy like, oh, okay, you pretty weak. Like, you
daddy
know,
sucks.
Mom runs
daddy,
it.
Daddy isn't going to do anything.
No. Mama always fixes
no,
daddy's messes because
okay.
daddy sucks.
Yeah,
dang,
that's not okay.
Ebony.
But that's
it's
not
emasculating,
okay. That's the reason
yeah.
why these men are out here sad and depressed and don't have nobody to talk to. Mm. So, no, I do not support the bullying of a man's mind because men
girl.
Go through things that we don't understand.
Snaps.
Girl, I'm not even laughing at what you Snaps. Said. What you said mm-hmm. is so good. I just saw a text that said, throat punching alley, feisty Friday. I was like, okay, hold on.
Wait,
threw
what,
me
what,
off
what?
Because
what?
Ebony was going on a rant there and it was really good. And then somebody texted in something crazy and I got sidetracked. And it sounded like I was
no,
laughing
yeah,
at what
you
said
know,
about
I'm a mental,
mental
health.
Health
person.
You are,
so
and you're
like,
right. No,
you know,
men do not speak up a lot of the times, and
yeah.
they do what the Adrian thing
yeah.
is, which is happy wife, happy life, and that's not the way it works. You
yeah,
both
no,
deserve
no.
respect, you both deserve to be happy, and you should both
yes.
be communicating when you're unhappy. Now, does that mean,
yes.
as someone who's been married, does that not mean men can't be big babies? Sorry, DZ, I gotta go there.
Oh, yeah,
they
sure.
can be real big babies sometimes,
for
and
sure,
that gets women rolling their eyes and go, suck it up.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
that?
You saved that for private. Save that for private if you want to talk crazy to your man, but like you don't do that in front of your kids.
Is that the advice?
Now your kids are going to have that complex of being like, mom can talk to him like that, so I can
so
too.
So I can do, yeah.
No,
so
that's not okay.
Yeah.
Take the
yeah,
kids
no.
out of it. Daddy ain't doing nothing
yeah.
wrong. Daddy's mm-hmm. doing things differently. And
no.
then you guys got to figure out you guys' dynamic on who's supposed to do
right.
what.
That's
I fully
right.
support this. One
right.
million, Ebony.
Somebody's texting in. Go, Ebony.
Amen.
Go, Ebony.
Amen.
Go, Ebony.
All right.
Hey,
thank
hey,
you for preaching
hey.
On it today, Ebony. Love you.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye. She said amen. Love you, dog.
She amened herself.
You really, though. Hallelujah.
Oh, what an exciting day on the show. Are you
Big
so
tings.
Excited?
Big tings.
First of all, we're already in a good mood because we're going into Labor Day weekend, which means we're just in the mood to get out, you know,
Naturally.
Of work. Like at 10 a.m., bye.
Mm-hmm.
Deuces. I should remind everyone, though, that before I tell you all the good stuff coming up this morning, like in the next hour, so much stuff, our Back to Old School weekend kicks off today at noon.
Noon, baby.
One of the best weekends on Kiss FM. You know I've been on this station over 20 years. It's
yep.
one of my favorite weekends where you hear old school jams all weekend. So when you're barbecuing,
Chilling.
You can just turn on your Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play 103.7 Kiss FM Milwaukee. Listen on the Odyssey app. You can listen to us multiple ways. Now, you can listen on an old radio or on your phone. I don't care.
You do, however.
But we've evolved.
You do.
We have an app. We
you
stream.
You could be running to the store and you could connect us to the Apple CarPlay or
yes.
your Android, whatever. Or you could play us the old school way on the
whatever.
Radio because you know you're going to forget buns or something, or you're going to have to make a beer run or something. So, yeah, just pop on 103.7 Kiss FM, however you need to.
Good old beer run on Labor Day weekend.
Weba.
Okay, so here's what's happening. I need you guys to buckle up because we're going to have a fast-moving show this morning. We always do, but it's faster
but it's,
than normal.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
What I mean by that is, obviously, we're going to get into Am I the Jerk here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After that, we will give away the last set of tickets to hang out with me at Pottawatomie on Dear Widows weekend. I'm so excited about this. The Magic Men Australia, we're going to be hanging with them. You're going to get to meet the fellas. You're going to get dinner at Ruyi in Pottawatomie. And you're going to be qualified for an overnight stay at that phenomenal hotel. So, what are you laughing
nothing,
at? Tell
nothing.
Me. Tell
I,
me. What?
I was going to joke.
It out.
I was going to joke. You said you're going to be hanging out with them. I said hanging out with them, not on them, ladies. With them, not on them.
We have a no-touch policy in 2025.
Not on them, ladies.
Unless it's consensual.
Guys.
Unless it's consensual.
That
no,
part.
No, but that's going to be a fun night for everybody that's going to be at that. And you can get your own tickets for Dear Widows Weekend. So that's going to come up after Am I the Jerk? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we have a speed version of Dumpster Fire Dating. You guys are going to die when I tell you the update. Because remember how Mike in Waukesha called yesterday and gave me his friend's number?
They might not remember. They might have to listen back on the Odyssey app or where they don't really listen to that podcast at.
I'll tell you what happened with that guy. And then...
Then
the best part.
Oh yeah,
then. The doctors from Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa are coming in, baby. It's been a long time since we've had them on the show, and it's so fun when they come on. One, they're fun. Dr. Korkos, mm-hmm. Dr. Blake, Dr. Asusian, the Silent Assassin. We call him Dr. Blake. They're coming in. They're so much fun on the air, and they always answer all of our questions. Even though, like, we go, "What do you guys want to talk about?" Then they come in, and we still ask 90 questions all they weren't prepared for. And I think they know that about us at this point. But we love them and we adore them, and they helped change my life. I mean, I lost 150 pounds, but they're the ones who did my skin removal and gave me my body and my life back.
That's
you
a
know?
Cool way to say that.
They did. They gave me my quality of life back. It's like I would have been okay without it, but
sure.
Doing that skin removal, it's one of those things where it was like I wish I had done it sooner, you know?
Yeah, they move mountains for you in a way, man.
Yeah, yeah, I was glad I waited a few years to make sure I kept the weight off, but it felt, you know, yeah, I'm no regrets whatsoever.
None.
Zero.
Good.
So, it's a very busy show today, okay? Lots happening.
Yeah.
Should we just get into Am I the Jerk?
I was going to say, bro. Because I don't know what you're trying to talk about, but we might as
well. Well, we might as well, because this is about lying about your religion.
Never mind. I don't want to do this no more. I remembered. I forgot. My mom's calling me.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, I got to go.
No. Sit down. We're doing this right now. Am I the Jerk? Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, Emily wants to know if she's the jerk for pretending to be Catholic.
How do you pretend to be Catholic?
Well, listen, she's lying about her religion.
You either know in nomine Patria, Filii, Spiritus Sancti, or you don't.
Oh, man. She said, Allie and Deezy, I've been seeing someone for the past 6 months. It's finally time to meet each other's families. He grew up Catholic and I grew up non-religious. I know his family takes it very seriously and he went to private school even in college. He knows I'm not religious and has said it doesn't bother him. But yeah. We went out to dinner with his parents and sister last night, and when religion came up, I panicked.
Did you hear me gulp?
I told him I was Catholic.
Yikes. Jinkies.
Stop it.
Zoinks.
They lit up and started asking me lots of questions.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend knew what was happening and helped me answer a few questions when he saw me struggling. We left and he asked why I lied to his parents, and I said because I didn't want to disappoint them. Now I'm cooked.
Oh, you cooked. You big cooked.
Now I'm cooked because when they find out, I'm sure they won't trust or like me. Am I the jerk for pretending to be Catholic?
Listen, you are
Emily.
Cooked, boiled, blanched.
Emily,
you grilled. You are sous vide, soufflé. You are al baño maria. You all that.
Do you know what this reminds me of? The one where the guy lied to his girlfriend's family and said that he didn't understand Spanish and he spoke
and
it. And then he understood everything they said. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's similar to this, but this is the opposite.
But
where
so
she's
different.
Not Catholic. She's telling them she's Catholic and she's not, and it's important to them.
It is important, and honestly important enough that they clearly like went to Catholic school. They grew up and
college is private as well. It's like a Marquette family, kind of like you go.
Think about it like that.
Like kind of like it's a legacy. You like to you stick
it's
with it.
It's a legacy,
right? So it's Catholic. I'm assuming here if he's private schooled from start to finish.
See,
right?
But she understands that it's a legacy.
But then he said he doesn't care if she's not religious. So why
about
is
him.
She
it
lying?
Ain't about him. It ain't about him, and she knows it's not about
I'm
him.
Saying
she don't
that.
Care that it's
listen.
Not about. Listen,
listen, Linda.
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 You, I'm not Linda. That's Linda. Emily's Linda. Okay, 414-533-1037. Is Emily the jerk for pretending to be Catholic because her boyfriend's family takes it very seriously? She's been seeing him for 6 months now, and she's non-religious. I mean, whatever, atheist, whatever you want to call it, and he's very Catholic.
I mean, she's now basically committing to, if they end up dating, you now are going to end up being religious to some degree, because now you're not going to up and say, you know what, actually, I was lying.
Right.
I've stolen valor to your life and your son. I'm not religious.
Wait, how would you ever? You can't even get out of this.
How are you going to get married?
We don't need advice, but you're never going to get out of this.
Obviously.
You have to. She's converting. She's screwed.
The marriage thing and have like the ceremony, but then also say, you know, we're not really religious.
Did you know my mom converted?
Your mom converted for your pops?
She converted to Judaism for your pops. So
that's
I was raised full Jewish. Like I had a bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
And my mom converted. She was Protestant. And they wanted a family. They wanted to be, religion was important to my father. He went to Hebrew school every day after school in New Jersey. So, and my mom was like, whatever, I'm cool with it. I'll convert.
My
mom did all the prayers. We did, you know, my mom.
Did your mom grow up Catholic? Christian?
No, she grew up Protestant. So anyway, she converted. So I'm just saying people convert. I mean, it's a little more old school
now. It's old school.
But they have.
And I mean, it wouldn't really be a conversion.
Yeah.
It would just be more of like an acceptance. It'd be a saving, if you will, because she is now just dipping into the religion that her husband is partaking in.
Right.
I just think there's some type of disrespect to finding out later in life.
That would upset me.
If she does convert and she stays quiet about this, if you take this one to the grave with you, and now everybody's Catholic? Not the jerk. But if you're going to now say maybe marry this man, you're going to have a Catholic wedding. You can't disapprove of that.
George from Mequon texted into 414-533-1037. He said, not the jerk. I did something similar when I told my friend's family that I was in the military.
That is illegal. That is stolen
valor. You're just a bad
person.
Okay, George. You can't lie about being in the military. You can't say you served the country when you didn't serve the country. That's even worse.
Well, you can't say you serve a Lord you don't serve either.
You're right. It's the same thing.
What's up?
Huh? We'll talk to you next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so the question is, is she the jerk for lying to her boyfriend's family about being Catholic? She indeed is not Catholic at all.
About to get awkward.
Not even close. And she panicked when she was at dinner with his parents. They've been dating for 6 months because his family is. She told him she was. So let's just go to the phones.
She don't know nothing about tithing. She don't know which hand to put on top of to get the little cracker before you take a sip of the wine. She don't know how to do none of that.
All right. Shelly's on the east side. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, honey.
Let me get her. Right, I almost did her dirty.
Don't do her dirty.
No, I know.
Come on, man.
I gotta get her right. Why can't I find it?
It's on the bottom. I don't know. Just pull her up. We don't have time for this today. Hi, Shelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, are you sure she got a song, bro? I don't
have a theme song.
Oh, I thought you did.
Thank you. I was getting mad at me.
TZ's like, what the hell?
I'm like, what?
All right, panic mode. So,
the producer would have helped with that.
Shelly, jerk or not the jerk for lying to his family?
Not the jerk. She panicked.
Chill
out.
I mean,
really?
She really likes them.
But
she's got to fess up pretty quick.
Well, that's the problem. Now she's got problems.
You got to be honest.
She's expected to go to Sunday Mass next week now, or next time they see each other, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's got to really actively start planning on how to convert quickly.
Jeez.
Well, you don't necessarily really have to convert, but you got to fess up, be honest.
Okay.
And yeah.
So if she doesn't, then she becomes jerky.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Look, the Lord is not watching Shelly today, let me tell you.
I mean, hopefully he's still your shepherd, though.
All right, Shelly, love
you.
Bye.
Honest, I don't have a theme song. I really want one.
Well, then work on it.
True.
Work on it.
I will.
Today's day one.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Much love.
All right, next up, she does have a theme song. Amelia in Milwaukee is calling in.
The rest of these I know.
Oh, they have theme songs. Amelia, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. On a long weekend, too, at that. Is Emily the jerk for pretending to be Catholic? I'm just going to open the gates and let you go.
No, I don't think so. I'm Catholic, but I'm not really, really into like, oh my God, dying.
You're not conservative or religious.
Yeah.
But my thing is too, he knew she wasn't, you know, into church or anything like that. I didn't grow up like that.
Right.
So if he accepts it, then that's fine. I can understand she lied just a little that she was, you know, whatever. But I can lie to mom and dad is cool.
Yeah.
Because they're cool.
I'm sure they lied too about certain things when they're younger. So let's not forget we were all young at once.
That's true. They're not saints. I mean, if he accepts her, I understand.
He went to private school all his whole life and everything. Trust me, and he doesn't care.
You got me thinking because I guess I do try to impress when I'm dating someone, their family at first.
I'm not lying about my religion, trying to impress, though.
Yeah, I don't think I would lie about my religion. That's true. That's too much. But if it's important.
I'm Catholic, and I'm the Latin Catholic. And I know what you mean. I was like, okay. I'm going to be you. I saw you last night at the club. Now you with your wife, yeah? Interesting. There's a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, like, if he accepts her, how she is and everything, but she's trying to impress his parents to like them.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, down the line, if she does get into it, and he could probably teach her, her family teaches her and show her what it is to be in their religion, then that's different. You know, that could be something that can bring into her life, you know.
Totally.
But other than that, he accepts her how she is.
Yeah. All right, Amelia, thank you.
You guys have a nice one.
You too.
Much love.
Can you tell I'm getting distracted?
I mean, but... I'm out here just surprised that we out here got two nopes.
The third one's got to be a jerk. Like, there's no way all three are going to say not the jerk.
No.
Is Emily the jerk for pretending to be Catholic to her boyfriend's family? They've been dating for 6 months. Amanda is in Racine, last but not least. Amanda!
Turn down for one!
Bringing it in.
There's no way it's going to be three, not the jerks. No way.
Well, I'm sorry, but it is going to be not the jerk.
Get the vacuum.
Y'all out here stolen Valor cool way. Just lie about whatever religion you want.
DZ, are you
offended by this?
Why in the world, though,
would you have that as a first conversation? You never talk about religion.
Politics and religion are things you do usually stray away from when you meet people.
Why is this person in this situation?
I hear you, Amanda. Yeah. I do hear you, though.
That is not a good conversation to have.
No.
They were trying to grill
and
her,
I
though.
I mean... Yeah, but I mean, I've done that before because I used to be Catholic.
But now I kind of tell people I am,
depending on like the person. Like if I feel like, if I need to be,
she said I'm Catholic.
Amanda, bye. You never mind. We got the worst people
on
this.
I'm Medea. Hallelujah, okay. Baby.
Bye.
Goodbye.
We love you. Bye.
You know, I'm not really religious in adulthood, but we got the worst panel ever for this. This was horrible.
That was a straight sweep, not the jerk. Like not even one person. Did anybody text?
All you religious people might be alone out there because it's getting real today on The Moral Dilemma, isn't it?
My Catholic grandma is rolling in her grave right now.
Like, oh my God. That's funny. Okay, well, that is shocking that it was a clean sweep of not the jerk. I didn't see that. I thought somebody was going to come in and go off.
I hear people's logic. I understand. Even Emilia being like, I'm Catholic, Hispanic Catholic, but you got to understand that it's their relationship.
Here's one on the text. Megan and Muskego said, she's definitely the jerk. I went through a similar situation with my husband. I didn't grow up religious, but my husband did, but I never lied to that to his family. Yeah, it's obvious that that's weird.
Never lied to the fam, but
all right.
She panicked.
She panicked.
And
Okay, we have to keep it moving because you guys probably heard there's so much happening today. We have to give away these tickets to Pottawatomie to come with me on Dear Widows weekend to see the Magic Men Australia. Then we have a speed version of Dumpster Fire Dating, and then the doctors from Allume are here.
Woo!
Woo! I see them in the hall. Dr. Corkos, get in here. You guys
Dr.
Get
H. Dr. B. What up, y'all?
What's up,
Yay! Fellas?
What's up, baby?
Oh,
how are you,
the best
friend?
Day ever,
Dr. Good to see you, man.
Get in here. We have to get
live
away
radio,
tickets.
Y'all.
I'm sending women to Pottawatomie. I don't know if you know about this. On Dear Widows weekend, we're going to a show, The Magic Men Australia.
Oh, y'all trying to come with?
Yeah.
Bounce chicken wow wow.
You guys can come if you want.
Hey, I'll bring the banana hammocks.
DZ, stop it. Their mics aren't on.
To match his coat.
Okay. You guys get cozy. We're going to give away these tickets so we can all get comfortable. And we're going to do a speed round of Dumpster Fire. And then it's to our favorite doctors from Allume. You guys excited?
Oh, yeah.
We got to keep show moving. Okay. 414-533-1037. Here's what you're going to win, ladies. You're going to win tickets to the Magic Men Australia. You're going to meet the fellas. You're going to have dinner at Rue Puyallup, Potawatomi, and you're qualified for the overnight hotel stay on that night, and I'm going to crash your room. Just trust. It's going to happen, okay? 414-533-1037. That's enough of you, Justin. We got things to do today. Goodbye, Justin Bieber. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Very excited today because Dumpster Fire is coming up, and the doctors from Alum are joining us again to answer all the questions we want to know. So let's go to Trisha and Racine first. She's very excited.
Morning, Trisha.
Hi, Trisha.
Good morning.
Girl, what you up to? We're about to have a time. Are you ready?
I'm so excited.
Well, you're going with me. Let's go. You got two tickets to Magic Men Australia. Meet and greet. You're going to have dinner at Ru Yi with whoever you bring, and you're qualified for that hotel stay. But you can always get your own hotel if you want. Just saying.
Well, definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Somebody's going to be in touch, and I'll see you on the 22nd. Is the 22nd? Dear Widows Weekend. I should know this because it's on my calendar. Yeah, the
22nd. Come on now. I was going to say, don't ask me.
Yes, I'll see you there. Bye. Get your tickets now. You can get them at Potawatomi, all right? And we're all going. It's going to be a lot of fun. But you have to be 21. That's all.
You know, and they will be checking ID.
Yeah. I won't, but somebody will.
No, somebody. That's not our job. I said they will. I don't know who they is.
Okay, we have to do Dumpster Fire, and then I'm dying to talk to the doctors from Alum because they're in the studio. So every Friday, you guys, we do Dumpster Fire dating. Three of the doctors are here from Alum Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, and I usually, people love this. It's their favorite segment, and every time I see Dr. Korkos, he's like, are you dating anyone yet? I'm like, no, Dr. Korkos. It's an S show out there. Let me tell you. You don't know. You've been married forever. You have no idea what's going on.
And it's on fire.
It's on fire. So, are you ready? I have to tell this quickly. Let's go. Speed round.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Okay, so Mike in Waukesha calls the show yesterday. He's on the air and he says he has a guy he wants to hook me up with. And this guy is 6'6", he says.
That was out of
single,
nowhere, too.
Single and a good dude.
Supposedly.
He said, even his wife wants this guy, but she's married to him. And I said, oh.
No, you misheard that. He said, if my wife leaves me, I'm going for this guy.
Oh, he said he's going.
Yeah, he's going to Chuck and Larry. Like he flipped teams if his wife ever leaves him. Like, I'm going for him.
He said, go for this guy. He's a good dude, and he's a working man. He's not on social media, which scares me a little,
but
maybe there's something to that.
But what's up?
Okay.
I mean, I was excited about this. I saw so much potential. Well, I even got inspired. I was like, listen, I'm also third in line. If my wife leaves me, I'm also going for this man.
For this man? Well, the dudes are in line, but move over because he gave me his phone number. He's 36 years old. I have the city he lives in. I have his full name, which I'm not going to say on the air.
Yeah, don't do that.
And I wrote it down on my notepad, and he said he told this guy I was going to text him yesterday, and the guy should be waiting. And then I left work, and I left the number on the notepad, and I got home, and I went, oh, the guy's waiting for my text, and I left it at work. And I'm not going back, so... I never texted the guy.
Allie left some guy waiting by the phone.
This poor, you know, remember when people used to actually give numbers to people?
And actually
and
wait by the phone?
Wait, and you're like, oh, they're going to call.
They're
going to
call right now, any minute.
And then, speed version. So I'm sorry, Mike in Waukesha. I didn't call I didn't call.
Not Mike's all disappointed.
I didn't text. I didn't anything.
His homie is, too.
Jeez,
you probably left this guy. Thought he was going to get a date.
Whatever.
And then wah.
Well, I'm sorry, mystery man. You may get a text today.
Yo, let me tell you something,
what?
Though.
Actually, let me just put this in my bag.
That was going to be two things of what I was going to say. One, make sure you just grab that number now or take a picture of it in your phone.
And you know if he may not be on social media, but did I find him?
Did you?
Hell yeah.
Did you look for him?
He's not on social media, but I found him.
Oh, but you found him.
Yeah, I found his ex-wife. I found his family. I found everybody. I found his address. No, I have his full name.
I know what city
he lives in, so I looked him up.
Oh, you looked him up.
And then I went deep on Facebook until I found his ex-wife, and then I found a picture of him.
Dang, it was great.
Yeah, it was great.
Y'all be doing a lot.
Never underestimate women on the internet, okay?
Well, good thing it's a long weekend, because I say now you can still at least hit him up if you are possibly interested since
Getting
you did
hot.
Find
That's why
him.
I don't talk about this. Let's move on with our
this
lives.
This is the dumpster fire. The dumpster fire part of the whole empire,
where I get
baby.
Hot and I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm like, okay, I'm sweating. Next. Okay, next, get give us 2 minutes and we are going to start with the doctors. We have the doctors from Loom in here. Hi, guys. Oh. I've missed you. Thank you for getting up early for us.
No problem.
We're very excited to talk to you guys today. So 3 minutes and we'll be back and we're going to talk to our favorite people from Loom. Hold on, everybody. 103.7. Kiss FM. Let's get him some coffee, some water.
Coffee, water. Who's going to do that?
Warm him up. I mean, I feel like we need to warm you up a little, like you do when I go into surgery. I mean,
we're listening to the stories.
You want more?
Yeah.
I got more, Dr. Korkos. Hold on.
I think you got to text this guy now.
Oh, you think I should text him? Okay. Well, I already found him on the internet somehow. Like a crazy person.
Meet him at a Starbucks. Keep it public.
We do have his number.
Good idea.
Woosa. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Oh, Dr. Korkos, we're on the air. What's up?
Oh, no. Hold on. He had something to tell me off the air. Nobody heard that. It's okay. Your mic wasn't on.
No. Thankfully.
It's okay. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Ooh, thank you.
All right. It is hot in here. I apologize. We have an issue with the HVAC. I don't know. Or I'm just hot. But... DZ, I've been waiting for this day.
The time has come.
It is happening again. We have got three of the doctors from Loom Cosmetics Surgery and Med Spa. Welcome to the show, Dr. Korkos, Dr. Asusian, and Dr. Blay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to be here.
I have a specific introductions for all of you that I've written myself.
Wow. handwritten.
That's a lie.
Megan, do you want to just brief that before she says anything?
Megan,
please?
Can I read these or not?
That?
Megan's awesome. All right. No, we're really excited that you guys are in here. There's a very big announcement happening today on the show. Is that true?
Oh, it's true.
You guys have to tell some very big news, and I cannot wait. You know how hard it is for me to keep a secret, you guys.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard for Dr. Korkos. Yeah. I told everybody everything when I had my surgeries at a Loom.
I feel bad for Mike from Waukesha.
If you know, you know.
I do too. Well, they've announced that they're having a fifth location, DZ. We're getting a fifth location because I was explaining to everybody yesterday. I was telling everybody, I was like, well, there's already a location, a new one in Franklin, a new one in Menominee Falls. I had my first surgery in Waukesha at that location. I had my second surgery in Glendale at that location. And now you guys are adding a fifth and I'm really excited. But we're not, are we going to, you going to say today where it is or no?
Well,
you don't have to say yet.
Well, listen.
Yes.
You know, the practice has continued to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you start looking at the population growth within the region in the southwest part of Waukesha County, down in the Mgwanago area, extending down to Lake Geneva, tremendous growth. And with that growth, there's sort of lack of services. And, you know, we've been eyeing Mgwanago for a long time.
And it's
official as of the 8th of September. We will be opening up an advanced cosmetic, surgical, and med spa in Mgwanago on Highway 83, right downtown.
So we're coming
to the people.
Woo!
And they don't have to drive to Waukesha or to Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Mgwanago office is going to be fantastic for the people of that part of the region.
I'm so excited. You guys just keep growing and growing, and I love that because I've had such positive experiences with the Loom, which is why I keep coming back, obviously.
I
love you guys. So what has been the most exciting part of the growth for a Loom? Dr. Asusian, you're up. We call you the professor.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He went to Yale. We always say you're supposed to lead with that.
Facts.
Well, I just want to say thanks for having us again.
Yeah.
We had such a great time last time. I will say, last time we were on after Am I the Asshole?
Am I the Jerk? It's okay, we have a dump.
Okay. Am I the Jerk? And then...
Last time you were on after Am I the Jerk?
And this time it was after Dumpster Fire. So
yes.
I think... That's an improvement.
Yes, technically it is. Technically.
Best day ever on the show.
On all technicalities.
We got a doctor to cuss on the show. This is amazing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know how he did that. This is like the best day of my life.
Well, you should hear him when he's operating. Holy smokes.
Now we know what's on your playlist in the operating room.
I was talking anatomy.
That part. Yeah.
That was amazing. Dr. Asusian, you will go down in history on Kiss FM for that one.
Please don't.
You know, that's the language. Are we live?
Yes, but we have a dumb button, so nobody heard it. It's okay.
I got fast fingers. Don't worry about it.
Anyhow, you said what's the most exciting part of the expansion. Yes. I think for me and for us, it's been our growth in terms of physicians.
So you guys keep adding.
We recently added a very excellent physician, Dr. Lucas Baim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been in the area for a little while, and he joined our group last year. He's done extremely well for himself.
Yeah,
and adds again another dimension to our practice.
How many doctors do you have at Illume now?
We're up to eight.
Eight, yeah. And how many? You guys merged in 2019. You guys came together. The plastic surgery. You guys were like, well, we could serve everyone better. We talked about that on the show.
Yeah.
The commercials have run with us talking about that. So you started with how many?
Well, we started with three.
And then you're up to eight.
Yeah. Well, we're going to 10.
You'll say the three of y'all? Then boom.
We're going to 10.
You're going to 10.
We also have a very talented young physician starting actually this coming week.
Mm-hmm. Is this the female I saw?
Yeah.
Another
Dr.
lady.
Dr. Kayla Atkins,
who's
specializing in reconstructive microsurgery. Just to add another dimension, again, to our practice.
What's microsurgery?
And reconstructive part of it, too.
We're talking about reconstruction after cancer or trauma.
I love that you guys do that.
And specifically using free flaps, where a very specialized technique where tissues move from one part of the body to another. So again, that's just going to add more to what we have to offer to people.
Dude, the reconstruction in cosmetic surgery is phenomenal because that's what you kind of did with my butt when I had my BBL. And I know we've talked about this, but I've told DZ, I've told other people this. I love it now because you basically lipoed my thighs. I had these saddlebags, I call them. You lipoed that and you moved it to the back, right? I didn't get implants or anything put in. You just moved the fat. So now when I gain weight, it all goes to my butt, which then goes like this, which you have to see.
It rounds out
instead of going to my thighs.
The poke it out aspect of when everybody says poke it out, that's what they mean.
I ate too much this month, but it all went to my butt. And it looks great. Yeah. I'm like, this is phenomenal.
That's always the goal, ain't it?
That's the moneymaker, baby. That's the moneymaker.
I'm just like blown away what you do. I know I didn't have any cancer or trauma, but you know, you guys, you really did reconstruct how my body is shaped, which is wild. Yeah. I love that you guys can do that. Yeah. I know you guys do a lot of stuff with cancer patients and Dr. Blake, the silent assassin. Look at him over there trying to be quiet.
Trying to avoid any questions.
Trying to avoid the questions. We see you over there, Dr. Blake. We see you over there. You did a lot of cleft palate surgeries. That's what you told us about last time, right? People don't realize how much they do to help people. It's not all vanity.
So that's more of like the micro reconstructive surgery, right? Like the little things, you know, it's some dental work possibly involved in that or am I completely left field here?
Well, microsurgery is more where you take parts of the body and move in other parts and hook up blood vessels under a microscope. That's kind of like the long and short of it.
Okay.
It's very specialized.
That's a thing.
It really has been great for things that we otherwise would never be able to help patients with.
And you guys are adding doctors, you know, that do different specializations. Obviously, you don't want to bring people in that are doing the same work, obviously. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the talents, aside from the micro specializations that you guys got with the new doctors that are coming in? You guys going from 3 from jump, now 10. Like, that's huge.
And do the doctors have special, like, are you guys, do you consider yourself better at some than others? Because people ask me all the time, who did yours? Who should I go to? I'm like, well, they're all different. Mm-hmm. Like, every doctor's got a different bedside manner. Every doctor has different passions, right? And I was like, I don't know. Go and do a consult and find your doctor, you know? What do you think, Dr. Blake? He's like, dang it, you're going to make me talk. Tell us more, Dr. Blake.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think what makes it nice is that we all have a different mix of what we kind of specialize in or what we kind of gravitate towards.
Yep.
So Dr. Corkus and myself are a little bit more cosmetic based. Dr. Hassassian does a great mix of everything reconstructive and cosmetic. Dr. Atkins, new doctor, does mostly just reconstruction.
Yeah.
So, nobody is, pigeonholed into just doing one thing. We do multiple different things, but we can also help each other out. Sometimes when we have a complex case, we like to work together.
I was serious when I said bring everybody in if you want in the operating room. Bring every doctor. I don't care. What's better than one doctor? All of them.
Honestly, though, like a bunch of great minds. Come on now.
If you guys all work good together, why wouldn't somebody feel like that's a win-win, you know?
Two heads are better than one sometimes.
Is it a more chefs in the kitchen? Like, you know, the more ingredients you're using, is that that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Right. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that you get all hands on deck? Is it because you got the best hands or because you just people are around?
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's team play.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. You know, we've all been there individually, but, mm-hmm. you know, I just helped Mark on a complicated rhinoplasty revision, and it went fantastic. Mm-hmm. And
Dr. Korkos, that facelift you did of that lady, it's over a... Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's phenomenal. Yeah, it looks like a mom and daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that the same person?
Yeah. Well,
phenomenal. She was a weight loss. She was also had lost a ton of weight.
Okay.
DC. Yeah.
Word.
Her before and after, it's on their website. It's insane.
Yeah.
Insane. It's phenomenal.
I feel like I might have seen it. You might have shown
actually,
me.
Actually, I probably showed
you. Yeah, I think so. Look very, very young after.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, that was an exceptional result. And you know what? Our point is, you know, you don't have to fly to New York. You don't have to fly to Miami or to LA to get a first class facelift.
Amen.
I mean, we're doing it right here in a loom and we all have the capability of doing it and we're showing it on a daily basis.
Yep.
And it's not that, you know, that patient in particular, her son was getting married and so she wanted to do the face before the wedding and that's not atypical. And she's the one that's so excited she's put it out there on social media.
Right.
It's captured a lot of attention,
and
which really in the end has been good for our company because, you know, when we came together, one of our big reasons we came together is we want to educate people if they're looking for good cosmetic surgery to seek out board certified plastic surgeons in the appropriate environment. And I think a loom as its brand is starting to do that.
Yes, yes,
and
they're catching on.
People understand that if they come to a loom, they're going to get an honest opinion from a board certified surgeon, and it's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting a lot of people coming into the city that are claiming to be plastic surgeons that are not board certified.
Tell
plastic
it, surgeons. Preach.
Right.
I love it when you preach to people because they need to know these things.
And you know, it can be very deceiving, and there's nothing that we can do with our society to combat that outside of educating patients to look for the board certification.
Mm-hmm. It matters, and they're right here.
Are we stringent, more stringent than like other countries as far as board certification? And what you can and can't do, can and can't try, you know, within plastic surgery or other fields? Because, you know, you hear so many times, like you said, you get on a plane, you travel. Some people travel not just in the country,
countries,
they go to different countries,
they,
right?
Yeah.
You end up in Turkey somehow,
Dr.
right?
Dr. Korkos and I have talked about that. He advises, obviously, against that. And you don't need to because you can do it right here safely in Milwaukee.
Right.
Why do you need to go to another country?
Even flying outside of the state, right? Yeah. Like, you got all these things here. Like, and I mean more stringent as in more cautious, right? Like, more
standards.
Tentative, more standards, not more, like, down.
Is it regulated? Is what kind of what you're asking, right?
Is it properly regulated than in other places?
Well, obviously, we're heavily regulated.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to maintain our certification every 10 years. Now it's going to be every 5 years.
Oh, good.
We have to maintain our certification, which we all have and all have taken the test multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to practice excellence in cosmetic surgery. But I will tell you that, you know, if you go down to South America, there's some talented surgeons down there,
sure.
but the environment's a little bit more loosey-goose.
Sure.
You know, those surgeons are doing things that we are not doing.
Sure.
But I will tell you is some of the stuff that they do eventually evolves.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the stuff that, you know, I go to the Baker Gordon every year down in Miami, and it comes through that meeting into the United States, and some of those procedures stick.
Yeah,
but they're down there and they are doing some experimenting down there in a sense. I mean, they're all educated people, but they're doing it in a sense. We don't do that.
You
here.
Don't experiment.
That we're doing, wait on
it until it's approved.
Everything that we're doing is out of the books. It's based on
that part.
The basics and the plastic surgery, and we build upon that.
Yeah,
and
the other
thing
absolutely.
To consider is, you know, people go places. A lot of times it's just for cost.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They're going somewhere because you're going to get a better or different procedure, I guess that's one thing, but almost all the time it's due to cost.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is what we see, we have all the time people call in our office because they went to Mexico or they went somewhere else, they have a problem now.
Yeah.
And they want someone to take care of
them. And they have no doctor close to them.
And guess what?
Right.
It's when it costs them more.
I could call you whenever I was worried or stressed out. You're right down the road. What are you going to do if your doctor's in Mexico?
You got to book a flight back.
Yeah. And that happens. And people don't really consider that. But again, they may have saved money on the front end, but they don't always save money.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's a good point.
You know, the interesting thing is, just an example, yesterday I was in my clinic and I had a Zoom with a woman that lives outside of Austin.
Okay.
She had a massive weight loss patient, about 175 pounds. I operated on somebody that's a local gal that lives in Texas now, and she's on social
Mariah,
media.
Mariah, I've seen her. Yes. Mariah's insane. Yeah. She looks phenomenal.
Her results are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so she called, and I Zoomed her yesterday, and we talked on the phone. And to be honest with you, I felt that in evaluating her, she was not the appropriate patient to travel to Wisconsin for her surgery. Mm. And I really urged her to stay close to home within the Austin area, because I felt that looking at her and evaluating her and determining what she was requesting, there was a high risk of her needing close follow-up, mm-hmm. which obviously, being in Wisconsin, we can't do.
You can't do if she's in Texas.
If she's in Texas.
But that just shows that you're going to advise people to do what's best for them. You're not there trying to get the money. You're trying to make sure everyone is getting a positive, healthy experience at a Loom, which we appreciate. And that's why I love you guys.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Okay, wait, hold on. We haven't even gotten down to the things we want to talk about. Here we go again on a rampage.
Off the rails.
If you're just tuning in, it's three of our favorite doctors from Alum. They're in here today. We have Dr. Korkos, Dr. Assessian, Dr. Blake, the silent assassin, we call him. And I want to talk to Dr. Blake first, and then we're going to come back after commercials, and we're going to talk about their weight loss and the body contouring they are doing at Alum. We're going to talk about more about the expansion and the new clinic. Thank you. My brain's going somewhere else. The new clinic that they are opening very soon, a fifth location. So
big things, big news, y'all.
Dr. Mark Blake, they call you the eye guy. You're all the eye guys. Dr. Korkos did my bleph. I love it. How do I say this? Blepharoplasty. Is that right?
That's correct.
Did I do that right, Dr. Blake?
Right. Blepharoplasty.
And they're very popular right now, correct?
Yeah, it was voted as the number one procedure by the International Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery.
And when I posted that I had my eyes done, because everyone thought I just did skin removal, I'm like, oh, no. I had so much skin weighing down, so much on my eyelids, the before and afters, even I go back and look at how heavy my eyelids were. And so I'm so glad I did it. It was like perfect for me. And then everyone was asking me, wait, what's that? I need that. Because all these women and men are putting these things under their eyes to, with the eye bags, and they're doing everything they can. And I'm like, you could just go to a Loom and get the eye surgery like I did.
Well, because you think it's just for the skin on top, but it's not, right?
Like,
it's
underneath the eyes, the bags,
that tired eye look, if you will.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
The one we all got. If you got kids, eye.
Hold on then. I decided for myself I wanted it, and then Dr. Korkos was like, no, you're a candidate, which I appreciated, because I was like, no, these eyelids are heavy. Like, we need to clean them up. But I want to know who would qualify for that, for the blepharoplasty, Dr. Blake. That's what I want to know. Who should be coming in to get these done?
All right, so first of all, blepharoplasty can be either upper or lower eyelid or both.
Got it.
Upper eyelid is for that heavy upper eyelid skin, obviously.
Mm-hmm, like mine?
And sometimes obstructs your vision and can't see.
Mm-hmm.
The lower eyelid, there's a multitude of different things that it could potentially be. Sometimes it's just the fat pockets that are herniating out. People look like they have heavy bulges under their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's a bunch of loose skin that's underneath there. It looks like,
Why are you looking at me so much, Doc?
We got you in our sights. It's going to require all three of us to do that surgery. I'm telling you.
He said, look at them heavy pockets under them eyes,
He didn't want to look at me.
Sometimes it looks like you got kettlebells under them eyes, my boy.
Oh, dang, bro. Whoa.
That's phenomenal.
So Allie got hers done. She's good to go.
Well, I'll have a facelift one day. I'm not done then. Don't get me wrong. I'm just done for now. Okay, so anyway, Dr. Blake, you were
sometimes
saying.
Sometimes it's just a deep groove under the eye. Sometimes it's the mid-face that needs to be lifted up. So everybody's different. Sometimes it's two of the three. So it really depends on the individual. So who's a good candidate? It's when you start looking tired or feeling like you look tired.
Yeah.
Age doesn't matter.
No. I mean, sometimes you have heavy fat. I did a fat pad removal on a 28-year-old, just genetically.
What does that mean, a fat pad removal? Like, from their face?
You have three fat pockets underneath your lower eyelid.
Okay.
And when people have big bulges under their eye, it tends to look like they have obviously bags. Look real tired.
Yeah, yes, all the time. Bags, so. And I always see a newscaster in town. I'm like, I want her to get a blef. I'll never say who, but I look at her every day and I'm like, oh, I want to take her to a loom so bad.
The nice thing about blepharoplasty is that you don't look different afterwards. You just look better.
Yes.
And you don't look like a different person because everyone's worried about that around here.
Are my eyes
going to
be sunken?
Well, they're literally messing with your eyes.
Sure.
Yeah, but people don't notice it as, they just notice, you look brighter. You know, mm-hmm. you don't have that frumpy look anymore. Mm-hmm. But they don't know, they don't say, you had surgery.
Yeah. I probably could have never told anyone I did my eyes, right? And, and then I could show a before and after and they'd be like, whoa, now it's one of those where now they see it. And I remember Dr. Quirkos when I came in on surgery day when I did my BBL in my eyes and I go, I just don't want to look any different. And he's like, I'm going in to get cosmetic surgery. I'm like, but can you make my face not look too different?
But don't change me.
And he's like, Allie, chill out. You remember that, Dr. Quirkos?
I remember, Allie.
So I'm very happy, obviously.
That's got to be a huge thing for anybody, though, getting any type of work done, though. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look different. I want to still feel like myself, look like myself, even though I want to fix a little bit of myself.
but not an overall, be the goal, right?
You don't want it refreshed.
You want to refresh. Yeah.
You know, when somebody looks at you after cosmetic surgery and they can't pinpoint why you look so refreshed.
Yes. Why you look so good? What'd you do?
That is the best compliment mm-hmm. we can get as surgeons because they can't pin it. They think you've lost weight. They think you've changed your hair. But in the end, it's the quality of surgery that's been performed. Yeah. You know, lastly, with blepharoplasty.
Yeah.
As Mark talks about, you know, you can do the upper only. You can do the lowers only.
Mm-hmm,
but it's very important for us to talk about the aesthetic unit of the eye, the brow, the upper eyelid, the lower eyelid, mm-hmm. and balancing within that aesthetic unit. Mm-hmm. So it's not uncommon for somebody to come into our office that has heavy upper eyelids, and mm-hmm. then they just want their upper eyelids, and then you talk about the aesthetic unit of the face and the lower eyelids, mm-hmm. and you put it together mm-hmm. so that it looks appropriate at the 3, 6, 9, and 12-month period.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard for patients to digest that. Yeah. But, you know, again, being board certified plastic surgeons, we want to make sure that we're presenting everything and educating patients before they get to the operating room.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of times people come in and they think they have heavy eyelids and when you examine them, they really don't. They just have heavy brows.
So you got to lift the eyebrow.
It's a brow lift and they think they're, and this is why the consult's so important.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
I'm in it.
Okay.
I got more questions.
I mean,
we're talking about mommy makeovers. What about the daddy do-overs? You know what I'm saying?
Actually, DZ has been going off about the hair transplant lately. You guys weren't in here. We were talking about that. So we can talk about that next, too. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about body contouring. We're going to talk about weight loss and their weight loss program. We're going to talk about the expansion and innovation at a loom. And we're going to talk about DZ's daddy makeover.
Chill out.
We'll be right back. Hold on. I said we have crazy conversations off the air, and then we have to come back on the air like nothing. And we're like, hi. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What up?
Buenos dias. This is the best day ever because our friends are here from Alum Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Dr. Quirkos is here, Dr. Assessian, and Dr. Blake. And we just talked about the eye surgery. I had the blepharoplasty. I know I'm no doctor, clearly, guys.
Sounds right to me.
But it was really interesting hearing Dr. Blake talk about that. But I also want to talk about body contouring at a loom and the GLP-1s because that's the weight loss. That's what people have been using for weight loss, right? I don't know if they realize you guys do that, but it makes sense because it all goes together with I had my skin removal at a loom. And you're seeing probably so many weight loss patients, I'm assuming, with skin removal, yes? Dr. Assessian, you want to take this one?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, boy, starting maybe 20, 30 years ago when the bariatric surgery was made safe, essentially, for people.
Yeah.
We've seen patients come in. We call it massive weight loss. So, you know, 50 pounds or more typically. But
like
up
mine,
to
150.
Exactly,
I was 150, yeah.
As you personally know, of course, yeah. I mean, we've seen 150. I've seen 200-pound weight loss.
Wow.
And so we've seen it. We've seen it go on, you know, like say for the last 20, 30 years from the surgery. Now we're seeing patients coming in with the GLP-1 agonists like Ozempic, Wegovy.
It's the same as Ozempic, basically. GLP-1s, they're all like the similar
drugs.
Same
class.
Same
class. You lose weight the same way.
Got it.
And that's opened up weight loss to just a whole nother class of people who may not have been candidates for surgery or just really didn't want the surgery.
Mm.
So This older people sometimes are coming into our clinics now, but it's another wave over the last, I'd say, probably 2 years, where now I'm seeing patients who haven't had bariatric surgery, but they've had weight loss from the...
From the GLP-1s.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, it's a matter of scales increased. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how all it plays out. We don't really know long-term effects and how long people have to be on these medications, but they're getting the same amount of weight loss. I mean, they're getting... Right. 50, 70, 100-pound weight mm-hmm. loss from these medicines.
Phenomenal. So. And they're saying that that's a good thing because people's health is getting better with these drugs. Like, it's a good thing to be on the GLP-1s if you're a candidate, right?
Yeah, but people's health gets much better. But
so people judge, and I don't like that. I don't think that's fair. I'm like, but people are getting healthier, so how are you going to judge whatever they're doing, you know, to get healthy?
No, it's
people worry about those side effects, though. They'd be like, but my vision.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's side effects, and you have to take that into account. But, you know, if your diabetes goes away and you don't need your high blood pressure medicine anymore and you're overall very healthy, that means a lot.
That's worth it.
What's your trade-off?
It's worth it. The risk is worth it.
But then people mm-hmm. are left with a lot of extra skin. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just like deflating a balloon, kind of, to think about it that way. And that's another whole class of problems that people really don't envision when they go into this whole weight loss thing. Mm-hmm. They just want to lose the weight.
Yeah, right? That's fair. I don't think I ever thought about skin removal or body contouring when I lost my weight. In fact, I almost saw it as impossible. Like, you know, people don't they're like, oh, Allie, you're on the radio. I'm like, no, I'm a regular person. And to me, skin removal seems so impossible and far removed until I actually went to a consult. I was like, wait, I can do this. We can do this. I can have a better life. It's not something only on TV. We can fix our lives and we can be happy and it's okay, you know?
I think what you said, Allie, too, is important. A lot of times I see people come in, they want body contouring procedure done, like liposuction.
Sure.
And they're, you know, severely obese.
And
it's not healthy. It's not safe procedure to do. So we get them to lose weight first and then have the procedure.
Yes.
And it's much safer, reduce risk for the patients.
Yeah.
We do have a weight loss program in our clinic, which is extremely effective. I mean, I've had seen patients come through our clinic that have lost 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Does that work hand in hand with the GLP-1s or is this separate? Can you do one or?
Medical weight loss encompasses different medications, but GLP-1 now is the primary primary way to do it. But it's got to be done safely. We do blood tests. We monitor them. They come in for weight checks. They come in for coaching. And it all goes hand in hand with education because in order to be sustainable, you have to have a healthy lifestyle.
That part.
There's a huge amount that goes into
it. Yeah, it's important to understand that you can buy GLP-1 off the internet for less money than it costs to come to our office and become part of our program.
Sure.
But it has also been shown that those patients are not successful.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen a lot of patients come off out of that type of treatment where they're buying it themselves and injecting it themselves and they're failing. And then they eventually get to our office, meet with our nurses, get into the program, and then successfully lose weight because of the monitoring, the education, and some responsibility from coming in on a weekly basis. It's very
important. The overall health care you're going to get out of it by coming to a loom.
Monitoring
side effects, too.
You're monitoring side effects. Yeah. So, you know, what we typically see is the first 3 months, you know, you'll lose 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You get excited.
That's all I need.
And then, then everybody goes another 3 months, then they're down. 35, and then from there it's just how deep do you want to go,
right?
And people are excited about the program, and I can tell you Mark, Chris, and I were somewhat hesitant when we first started this program 3-4 years ago because we don't want to sell snake oil.
When you started the GLP-1
when we started
program, you were
we
like,
were
hold
hesitant
on.
A little bit. We wanted to make sure that this was appropriate.
Yeah.
We're here to tell you that it works.
Yeah.
And we've had incredible success with
one of our friends has lost weight and she looks phenomenal and she's been doing it. Yeah. And she just needed a little bit. And she's doing great. So I'm very excited. That's phenomenal. Okay, so then you lose weight, let's say, on the GLP-1s. You go to a loom, you go through the weight loss program, and then you're ready for maybe the skin removal, which I had. Can we talk about that? I had a tummy tuck, I had an arm lift, and I had my breasts lifted, and I had an AUG. And I always explain to people, because a friend of mine did the similar, but she didn't need the implants because she had enough boob. I had nothing.
The lift, just had the lift.
She just had the lift. The doctor are laughing because I'm so blunt. Sorry. I'm just keeping it real. I was like, Dr. Corkos is like holding a ball of skin in his hand and he's like, is this the boob you want? I'm like, hell no, that's not the boob I want. Stick an implant in there, doc.
Bigger boob, please. That's what Allie said.
To fit my body. body, please. And so, I've been really happy.
Those are the most common areas. I mean, honestly, people come in, they have their priorities. Some people want their abdomen, but it also depends on where people gained and lost their weight.
Sure.
There are people who have not gained much weight in their abdomen at all with this, but have had it all in their thighs. They need more work on their thighs.
Mm-hmm.
I've had about four patients in the last 6 months or so that have this extra skin, like below the breast, but above the abdomen. Just, you have to, and they, it's like almost like wings, and that's what bothers them the most.
Yeah.
Like
a thigh
bag for your boobs.
Yeah,
exactly. And so you have to, obviously, you tailor everything to exactly what patients need. But the variety of results, from, you know, and the variety of problems people present with is wide for the skin section.
Can we talk about that? Because, you know, one of the most, I still get messages all the time asking about my, you know, skin removal and my surgeries at a loom. People want to know. And I tell them the same thing every time. Everyone is different. You're going to have to go in for a consult if you really want these answers. I am not a doctor. All I have is my experience. And I've learned from you guys at a loom that every experience is different. And people want to come in and say, well, I want Allie's results. Well, that's not the way it works. And pricing is different too. People ask me how much. I'm like, I can't answer those things. Can you speak on that a little bit?
I ain't counting your pockets.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Corcos?
Listen, you have to customize the operation to the patient and what they're requesting.
Yeah.
Like Chris says, I mean, everybody may require a little bit of something different.
Yeah.
And so that all has to be equated into the cost of the operation, the time in the operating room, the complexity of the operation and stuff. So, everybody is different. There's no question about it. It's interesting because, you know, we've been around long enough where, you know, back in the 90s, you know, when I was a resident, you know, they presented brachioplasty to us and they presented thighplasty to us.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we would look at those scars and we'd say, geez, how are you going to put that scar on somebody, you know?
Yeah.
And now I can tell you some of the happiest patients in our practice are the brachioplasties, the arm lifts.
Yeah.
The thigh lifts.
Really?
Oh, it drives me nuts how many people.
They don't care about the scar. They just want to look good. They want to look good in their scar.
I don't care. I don't have huge flaps now.
They don't want that. They do fade out. And if at 6-9 months, you know, we're concerned about scarring, we have lasers and microneedling that can really help blend these scars in. I mean, there's things that we're doing and it's just absolutely remarkable.
So much technology.
You guys do revisions for work that you guys have done?
For scars or anything?
Oh, sure.
That's a great question.
Sure. That's part, hey, listen, that's part of the situation. I mean, anybody coming in for surgery, there's always risk to surgery. I mean, scarring is going to happen. There's no such thing as scarless surgery.
Right. Sure. Keep it real.
And, you know, we do our job, but sometimes the body just doesn't heal well and that requires a small revision, which most of the time we can do under local anesthesia. It's rare we have to put somebody back asleep again.
Okay.
But it does happen.
Well,
I mean,
people are texting in questions. We're not done yet, but hold on. Somebody said, Dr. Assessian, thank you for taking great care of my mom last year. Her name is Annette. You saved her life with the skin cancer. It's okay if you
don't. It's great to hear. No, that's why we do it.
Yeah,
The
professor, Dr. Assessian. she signed her name. That's Megan from Waukesha. She said, thank you for that. Somebody said, that eye surgery, can it be medically covered? People want to know, can insurance cover the bleph? I know, Dr. Blake, you were talking about that, the eye surgery that I had too.
Depends on the patient, depends on the insurance company.
Okay.
So, you know, you usually have to get a visual field test done and see how much it obstructs your vision, because obviously if insurance is going to cover it, there has to be a medical reason for it to cover it.
I know a guy who literally couldn't see because his eyelids were so heavy. I wasn't that bad,
And every insurance company is different. So you have to contact your insurance company, ask them what the requirements are, and then you have to meet it, submit it to the insurance company, and see if they will indeed cover it or not.
Another question on our text line at 414-533-1037. Do you guys do revisions for
Paniculectomy.
Thank you, Dr. Corcos, because I had no idea how to say that.
He knew.
First of all,
I love it.
Paniculectomy. First of all, what is a paniculectomy?
The removal of a penis.
Yeah, removal of the lower abdomen.
Skin of the lower abdomen.
Yeah, just the skin below the belly button. Like, from the belly button down to the mons.
Skin removal.
Yeah. So that's a paniculectomy.
Got it.
But
can
most of the time,
revisions?
You have to do the entire abdomen. You got to balance out. You got to look at the aesthetic unit. You got that. See, that's where the consult's very, very important.
A lot of the reasons for needing revision for a paniculectomy is because it was quite possibly the wrong procedure.
Sure. I was just about to ask.
You didn't need it.
You probably needed an abdominoplasty and you got a panniculectomy.
You got the wrong thing. Yeah, well, you know, and I went, you guys weren't, before I got my surgeries at Alum, I did go to other surgeons to get consultations because I think you get an idea of what you're working with. And it was obvious to me that you guys were the best. I was more comfortable with you guys. You guys knew the most. You were board certified. But I was walking into surgeons' offices and I couldn't tell you if they were board certified. And some of them were doing things. I was like, is this legal? Like, how can you do these things? Well, and they're not even in an operating room. I don't understand.
It just all points to the evaluation. You know, the surgical part of it is not the hard part.
Okay.
The evaluation of the patient and determining between the patient and the doctor what the best surgery for that patient is, what their goals are, and what we can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we think that one of the most important things is the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
We generally put aside an hour for the consultation. If you need more, then we do more. You know, you come back for another visit. I think there are some offices in the area that will do just screen patients before they even see a physician.
Oh,
we don't
that sucks.
Do that.
That sucks.
That sucks.
That's hitting you out before you even talk to somebody.
That's the worst.
I would be so annoyed.
Yeah, that's happening.
Yeah, and then patients get an idea of what they think they need. They might see a surgeon eventually, but then that has to get unwound potentially, or they end up getting the wrong surgery sometimes. And, well, I don't think that's a problem.
I came in, I'm like, Dr. Corkos, I need a thigh lift. And you're like, hold on. You bring in Dr. Assessi, and he's like, hold on, Allie, chill out. And they're like, that's not what you need. And so it is true. You go in thinking you need one thing, and thank goodness you guys know exactly what we do need. That's it feels so good to have somebody you trust like you guys. Yeah. So thank you for that. Okay, we're running out of time, which sucks. Do you guys have surgeries today? Do you guys have surgeries today? Because I have one more thing I need to ask.
They're already asleep on the table. They're waiting.
They're waiting. They don't know the difference.
Don't worry, DZ.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
We'll keep a tray clean for you, DZ.
DZ, you like to...
Thank you.
We already did talk about the new office in Maguanago. I want to talk about that a little. But first, DZ, I do want to talk... You're always good at asking the guy questions and like what men think about. Please, can we talk about it?
Really, as far as me remembering what we talked about last time, right? What are dads doing, right? We talked about mommy makeovers. But what is the consistency that you guys see men time and time again going, daddy do-overs, I want to do an abneoplasty. Yeah, that's probably said the wrong word, but
no, you know, said it right.
I want the Drake six pack. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely don't want to lose my hairline, right? I'm just coming off of a different type of surgery, right? So the cosmetic side of it is now one of those, okay, now that I'm feeling like I could get my body back and I'm going to be able to stand on 10 toes for a while.
Yeah.
What other little things, like what things can I tweak? What are the dads genuinely coming in for going, all right, we've had a couple kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get rid of this dad bod.
But, what I say, everybody may see different things, but what I see most is a lot of hair transplants, or hair transplants, eyelid surgery, and male
eyelids.
Chest.
Men are doing eyelids too, huh?
Oh,
just
yes,
like me,
absolutely,
just like me.
We look tired, also.
Yeah.
liposuction of the chest,
the gynecomastia,
and moobs.
You know, I didn't know that until DZ asked that last time. Yeah. I had no idea men were so self-conscious about their man breasts and that they come in and get those fixed. Yeah, I had no idea.
It's so dramatic, particularly on a late teen, you know, early 20s male that has, you know, enlarged, well, we call it gynecomastia. You know, they don't want to take their shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
And I mean, it's really, there's a huge psychological component with these patients, and then you reduce their chest. And it looks nice, and all of a sudden, you know, they're running around the Wisconsin Dells with their shirt off. And,
Loving it.
As a surgeon, you feel good about that because you've really helped somebody.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Corkos, I was wearing, you know, a skirt and a full swimsuit. I lost 150 pounds, and I'm still out there in this mom swimsuit covering my whole body. And then, it took me a year or two, maybe I think the second summer is when I really started feeling myself after the skin removal. And I was like, I could wear a bikini.
Yeah,
well,
topless of the Dells.
Yeah, well, we talked about that.
Yes.
We talked about that in the first.
Wow, it's gone off the rails.
In a good way.
Oh, Silent Assassin's
calling
now.
It is amazing how many women come in and I tell them the operation, they're going to have the potential of wearing a bikini and they say, there's no way I'm ever going
on. Thinks that.
And then they send us a picture 2 years later in a bikini sitting on some beach in Aruba, for God's sake.
Love it.
I would be like dating. I mean, I'm 40, so I don't care, obviously. I'm dating and I'm in a bedroom and I'm literally head to toe toe in clothes and I lost 150 pounds. That's horrible. So it's nice to like get your confidence in your body back and be comfortable and, you know, just be able to be yourself because you're not stressed out about all these other things. So you guys changed my life. Sorry, I interrupted your man stuff. Where were we, DZ?
Nope. I was just about to say, it's definitely the movies.
It's the movies. The movies.
Listen, I think DZ would look good in a bikini.
Hey, I've worn one before, man. Listen, it was for a bag. I got paid well for it. So we'll talk. But no, for real, my biggest point of discomfort, if we're talking like, you know, for what I think most men is, aside from hairline, no man wants to lose their hair. Nobody goes, I want to be bald one day. Mm-hmm. Doubtful. Yeah. And if you do, you're lying because you know it's genetics.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you know, being physically active and feeling like, oh, you're never going to get that little like under boob taken care of.
No matter what you do.
I don't mind my stomach. I actually like my dad bod as far as the front poke. What I hate is the love handles on the side. So I'm like, I'll take care of the ab work if I could get these little tough sides taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Those are things you can't work out and get rid of.
You know?
Yeah, those are things.
It's like saddlebags on women.
Yeah, yeah.
Men have their flanks, women have their saddlebags. And you can't wear your clothes well. It just bothers people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually, liposuctioning men of the flanks, you usually have to flip them over, meaning you start on their tummy and then you finish on their back because you have to approach that from two different angles in order to maximize the overall result. Mm. But it's unbelievable result over time.
Well, Kelly in Sussex texted in, Dr. Bruce did an amazing job with my skin removal and breast lift. Oh, his bedside manner is wonderful and it's wonderful to feel comfortable.
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
So he's not in here, but I hope you guys have to tell him that. Absolutely. Carl and Indy said, do you guys take off stretch marks? You remove stretch marks. Ooh. Interesting. Some of mine came off when I had my tummy tuck, when I had you pulled the skin off my tummy. I still have some and I'm okay with that because I had a lot. But
that's a great question.
Some disappeared when they cut the skin off, but I'll let them answer.
I'll just be rubbing cocoa butter because Sammy calls them my tiger stripes. Rawr.
Oh, and doctor, you know what, Dr. Corkos, you probably you took some off my back too, actually, when you did my BBL. Actually, I had a bunch on my back as well.
Yeah, so a stretch mark is just a scar. It's a tear on the dermal lining of the skin. And so scars are permanent, right? You can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
You hope to either alter them or change them. But depending on where they're at, they may get cut out during a procedure that's done, like an abdominoplasty for women that have had children. That portion of the stomach may be removed.
Yeah.
As far as other treatments, a lot of the laser treatments are designed at trying to minimize the appearance of stretch mark, but not get rid of them. So it's kind of false advertising. The redness and the purple, you try and fade to a more natural skin tone, or try and get the shininess of it, or to maybe decrease the width of the stretch mark by doing like a fractionated laser or something like that.
That's what I was going to say.
In it.
Do lasers help with stretch? Because I know if lasers help with scars, can they help with stretch marks? So, I didn't think about
some
that.
Some lasers are designed at drawing pigment out, like tattoo removal lasers. If it's real red, it may draw some of the pigmentation out of it. Some are designed at inducing collagen formation, so like a fractionated laser that burns holes down into the skin. It removes a column of the scar tissue.
Why?
And the body replaces it with new collagen. And as scars heal, they contract, so you get a contraction of the stretch mark, which may make it a little bit less visible.
I mean, but no matter how long I've known you, you still tell me things I didn't know that just blow my mind.
It's like a laser micropuncture to get your body to heal in that zone? Like,
but what people have to realize is it's not like 100% improvement in the stretch mark. It's
just
doing lasers on stretch marks, you're going to get like a 10-20% improvement. In the stretch mark.
That's why I love you. You're keeping it real. You're like, here's what's going to happen to you.
Well,
you're
not going 100. People are just going to be pissed at me after. I don't need that in my life.
Facts. Tell them, Dr. Blake. You tell them. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we have to get moving. You guys have to go to work and, you know, do your surgeries and all the good stuff you do on people. But it's been a delight having you in here. Dr. Corkos, Dr. Assessian, Dr. Blake from Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. By the way, I do get my Botox there. It's only $10 a unit. I didn't have to say that, but I'm gonna because it's a deal. And they have the best injectors and I love it. So let's talk about the new location before you leave. This has been the big exciting announcement. We went off about it, but we didn't go off about it. Your fifth location is opening up. Dr. Corkos, this is so exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting for us. Like I said, you know, we
Tell them where.
Well, it's in Maguanago, right downtown Maguanago, right on off of Highway 83. I mean, if you're going down 83, whether you're going north or south, you're going to see Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, and the building is right there. And We officially open the 8th of September.
That's next week.
Hey.
That's next week.
Hold on. Is that next week?
That's next week.
Or a week from Monday, yep. Maybe? A week from Monday.
So Henry, our CEO, is working hard with Marketing Megan, who's in the room, trying to get us organized down there. And with our new surgeon, Kayla, Dr. Atkins, coming, she's going to spend time down there. So there'll be a surgeon on site with nurse injectors.
Cool.
We'll also have lasers available and all the aesthetics. Yeah. And we're bringing advanced cosmetic medicine to the southwestern part of the region.
Thank you for that. Because, you know, you have a surgery center in Waukesha and Glen. People don't realize you have operating rooms. Yeah. I had my surgeries at Allume. I did not have to go to a hospital. I had them right there at Allume with you guys. And so this one will have, not all of them have operating rooms. Franklin and Menominee Falls do not have operating rooms, but you do consults. You do everything else at those. And then you can have the surgeries at one of the other two. And Guanago will be similar to Menominee Falls and Franklin, right? They can
correct.
Do their consults, get everything right in their area.
Right there.
Yes.
We'll have consult rooms and treatment rooms there. We're presently not going to be doing surgery in Guanago.
That's okay.
But you know what?
Waukesha's close.
Hey,
time will tell.
Time will tell.
Wait, what?
Time will tell.
Are you making more announcements?
My man keeps dropping nuggets.
I think it's amazing you have two surgery centers already.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm going to say this. The operating rooms are fully certified ambulatory surgery center. So it's not like you can't just put one of these in an office.
Sure.
Now this is, you know, we have full anesthesia. Mm-hmm. We have full anesthesia support from board certified anesthesiologists, and they get recertified every 3 years by national organizations. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have them in just two locations, because we're not, we're not just dropping one of these into a small area.
You're being safe.
Yeah.
Unlike
exactly.
the places who try to just do them in a back room, and you're like, this is not even an operating room.
No.
What are you doing?
And presently, we have on the design board adding an operating room at Waukesha right now. And we're going to be expanding our operating room base just because of demand's there.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you start talking about 9 or 10 surgeons, we need the space.
Mm-hmm.
There's demand for operating space.
I'm so happy that things are going well for Allume, because I've had such good experiences with you guys, and I love you guys, and you changed my life. I mean, I lost the weight, but you changed it with my reconstruction and my skin removals, and is the best. I wish I had done it sooner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we love you guys, and we appreciate you guys bringing us on and talking about cosmetic surgery and plastic surgery.
It's fascinating.
You know, this is what we do. We do it every day, and we're very passionate about this industry, and we really are trying to deliver excellence in care.
And thank you for all you do for cancer patients and the reconstruction, people in accidents, how much you just do to help people. It's not all just I want, you know, my skin removed, which even is vanity as it is, it's still about your health and overall, you know, wellness.
People get lost in the vanity of the word cosmetic surgery, not realizing so many things and how it actually does help for people that have been sick, people that have been hurt, people that have had, you know, been victims of abuse or it's just a birth defect that you had to take care of.
Well, if you go to be reconstructed from cancer or trauma, you want it done in a cosmetic way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, the two go hand in hand.
Yes.
Right.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. So. Right.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in, Dr. Korkos, Dr. Assassian, and Dr. Blake from Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. You can book online now, which is very exciting, at AllumeCosmeticSurgery.com. Congratulations on your 5th location. I can't wait to come to Muguanago and check it out.
Thank you.
Go and do your surgeries now.
Right.
Goodbye. Are you ready? Are you ready for the long weekend?
Born ready.
Let's go. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. What a show it's been today. We had Dumpster Fire Dating.
Mm-hmm.
We had the doctors from Allumen to answer all our questions about cosmetic surgery and talk about their new location. And today at noon kicks off the back to old school weekend. Because Tuesday, if you're not in school, you're back, baby.
It's
go time. My kids are back. Your kids are going next week. It's go time.
Yeah, no, we're back. My wife went back to like work technically as a teacher this week, goes back next week with all them students.
Oh.
And yeah.
I didn't even tell you. We went to Meet the Teacher Night last night. It was so cute.
We did too.
Yeah, and listen, that was your first Meet the Teacher Night, wasn't it?
It was.
Do you know what happened? Hudson has the exact same teacher that Owen had in 6th grade.
Oh, nice.
We got the same one.
That's
we
cool.
love her. Shout out Miss Minturn. And Owen wanted to come so bad to see his old teacher because he loved her.
Oh, he's in that nostalgic point where he's so old now.
He's now going into 8th.
It's coming back to his old school.
He loved her.
Yeah.
And Hudson said, "You're not coming." And they got into a huge fight, and he did not want
want Owen taking away his thunder.
I hear it.
I had to turn to my 13-year-old and go, you're not allowed to come to Hudson's Meet the Teacher Night.
It's his teacher now.
So we got there and she's like, where's Owen? And I'm like, oh, he wanted to see you so bad and Hudson wouldn't let him come.
You don't see, awkward. You just created an even bigger fight later.
He didn't want Big Brother there at all. So it was a good night. But it's back to school next week. So we have the back to school weekend all weekend long. Old school jams.
Yeah, old school jams as you get ready for the new school year.
How did Sammy's, it was your first Meet the Teacher Night for 4K. How did Sammy's go?
It went really, really well. He brought supplies and she was like, my list of supplies is so much smaller. Don't worry about that. We left all the supplies there anyway
because
it's all stuff they're going to be using. Yeah. So we just made a class donation. But she was really nice. She said, get on Class Dojo. You know, send me a message personally. Yeah. That's their little forum. We got to shake up with the teacher. He met a bunch of other students that are going to be in his class.
I was thinking about that. Because you had never done one. Your wife probably knows this. But that's part of the best part of Meet the Teacher Night is you know who your teacher is. But then you find out who else is in your class with you because all the name tags are out.
Yep.
So that's the nervous part for Hudson. He was like, I'm just nervous about who's in my class. And then he gets past it and he's happy.
So it's 4K.
Cool that they feel good that they meet their kids.
It's 4K, so he's introductory to everything and everyone regardless. But now, he's set up and he's excited to come back. Now he knows where his classroom is. Now he's already looking at things going, oh, this, the recognition of this is my space now. So we're excited about it. Things got real, real last night.
Oh, well, they are real. And since everyone's going back on Tuesday, let me just say, enjoy the long weekend like we're going to.
That part.
And have a great long weekend. Enjoy the back to old school jams. We're not leaving
yet.
We're
not done yet. I mean, the show goes till 10 o'clock and we still got little victories to wrap the show.
Am I the Jerk's coming up, little victories, but you get the picture. Old school jams start at noon today.
We're pre-saying goodbye because we love you so much.
We're pre-saying goodbye because we want to get the hell out of here. Like anyone on Friday at 5, like this is our 5 o'clock. We're like, is it time yet? Is it time yet? Is it 4 yet? Is it 4:30? Can we leave?
We could just pretend like it's 4:15 p.m., but it's not. We know it's not, but that's what it is.
Is it the long weekend yet?